insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 41st and 2nd verses of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara anna Allaha yusabbihu lahu man fis samawati wal ardi wat tayru saffat. قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون.
Do you not see that Allah is exalted by whomever is within the heavens and the earth, and by the birds with wings spread in flight? Each of them has known his means of prayer and exalting him, and Allah is knowing of what they do.
وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ.
And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah is the destination.
So, as you were previously with us, the first verse says, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Have you not seen that unto Allah glorifies whosoever is in the heavens and the earth? And then it continues, وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتُ, and the birds with their wings outspread. كُلٌ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. Each one knows its own mode of prayer and praise. Of course, we said that it is probable that the subject of this verb, قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ, might refer to Allah and not the creatures. So in that case, the translation will be كُلٌ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ. It means each he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows the worship and the praise. Now, as we said, there are many times in the Holy Qur'an that the fact is stated that the prostration and praise and prayer of the creatures, you people do not understand. It is understood from these verses that knowledge and intelligence is not limited to men. Though some consider the glorification of the creatures of existence as genetic glorification and non-verbal language of the creation, but the apparent of the verses does not say this. This is an important point. Another fact is that in this noble verse, man is indirectly warned by Allah. Why? Because the creatures of the heavens and the earth and birds, they are all praising Allah. What has happened to man? Some people, of course, that they are neglectful of it. And of course, creatures' praise is done consciously. كُلٌ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. Why is it? Why does not man have presence of the heart when he praises the Almighty Allah? Birds glorify Allah and they are praying when they are flying. It means even when they are busy doing something else, they are always worried about their praise, their remembrance, and the dhikr of the Almighty Allah. What is wrong with the man? Why does not man have presence of the heart at every situation? Some men bombard others when they are in the airplane and are in negligence and unawareness. And the fourth point is that a tradition indicates that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam heard the sound of a sparrow, he said, "That bird is busy praying and praising." So why does this verse put emphasis on only the praise of birds while their wings are so extended at the time of flying? And this verse does not mention other creatures. This is a question that we'll be back to answer after a short break.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, we are faced with one question. The verse only talks about praise of birds, وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّتْ. And of course, in the situation that their wings are extended at the time of flying. Why doesn't the verse mention other creatures? The answer could be that in addition to a lot of variety that birds have, they enjoy characteristics that attract every wise man. These heavy things fly pretty fast in the air. They break the force of gravity, especially when their wings are extended fully and they do not move them, and they ride waves of air. They go everywhere and turn every side without causing themselves any kind of difficulty. It seems as though that they are free when they are flying, when the wings are outspread. Their knowledge of gravity issues, their profound knowing of geographical position of the earth at the time of traveling and migrating from a continent to another continent, even from the North Polar areas to the south parts, and a strange system that guides them in this very long journey, even the when the sky is cloudy. These are the surprising issues and of the obvious reasons of monotheism. We'll talk about that more in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.